Blog Talk Radio.
There's something outside.
What is that?
Radio.
Hello, Monster X Radio listeners. This is your host, Gunnar Monson. Welcome to our new show, which we call Squatch Talk. And this is our kind of lighter side of the Bigfoot world. Squatch Talk is kind of our new show that focuses on Bigfoot-related talk outside of the hardcore science-based subject matter that we normally cover on Monster X. Hope that you enjoy the show. And we got a special guest with us today. Mr. Sean Engelman, who is the creative force behind Creepy Acres. If you haven't seen it yet, we'll put the links below the show. You'll want to check it out. It's cryptids, particularly Bigfoot and puppets. So it's funny, but it's definitely puppets that aren't these shows are not for kids, and they definitely share that disclaimer. So let's go ahead and bring Sean on. Sean, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? I mean, I got first exposed to Creepy Acres through the Oregon Bigfoot Festival. You did a spot to promote that for JC. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how that came to be.
Oh, sure. It's kind of hard to figure out where to start, but, I had an interest in puppets for a long time, and then eventually decided to wrap that into my other love, cryptozoology, and just started doing like little videos here and there, and then we started posting some pictures up on Twitter, and one of those was our Bigfoot Sam. Dressed up for Easter. He had the Easter bunny ears on and all that. And I think it said, here comes Sam Cottontail thundering down the timber trail. It was something like that. And JC from Oregon Bigfoot Festival saw it, and he loved it. He thought it was funny, and he ended up contacting us and asked us if we'd be interested in doing a YouTube video for him, which, I mean, we absolutely jumped at the chance to be part of something like that. And you know, that's kind of where we started getting some momentum, I guess.
Sean, so you say you have an interest in cryptozoology. Seen a Bigfoot? I mean, where'd your interest come from?
Well, I actually never have had an experience. I've had people ask me over the years that whether or not I actually believe in Bigfoot and stuff, and I myself am not an experiencer of any sort, but I have, you know, I've been to a couple of conventions where I've met people who you know, do believe that they've seen something that, you know, that they believe to be, you know, Bigfoot, and I just haven't had that experience. My interest came from, of course, I'm in my 40s, so my interest came from when I was a kid, seeing the TV show In Search Of.
Mm-hmm.
With Leonard Nimoy, of course. And then my first real exposure was a book called The Abominable Snowman. It was just a little throwaway kids book that came from one of those weekly reader sort of books. And mm-hmm. That was pretty much it. I was hooked ever since.
So when you say hooked, do you watch everything? Are you an armchair Bigfoot enthusiast? You like to watch, if you're like me, I watch everything that has to do with Bigfoot, everything that comes around.
Oh yeah.
That's one of the things that I found fun about Creepy Acres. I mean, it's totally different than other things that you see out there.
Yeah. I guess you qualify me as an armchair enthusiast. You know, I've never gone out squatching. I've never gone out looking for cryptids of any sort. But I, you know, any book that I get a hold of, you know, any movie that I can get a hold of, you know, the shows like Monster Quest, you know, I ate that up. You know, like I said, In Search Of, I was a huge fan. You know, I have, you know, all the books, I can, you know, everything from Lyle Blackburn to, you know, Lauren Coleman, anything I get my hands on. I eat that stuff up. And, much like you, it's like any new stuff that comes out, I jump on it right away.
So, Sean, tell me a little bit about you. This is your baby, Creepy Acres.
Okay.
How did we get to Creepy Acres? I mean, what brought that into fruition?
Well, you know, basically what happened was, you know, my day job is, I'm a children's illustrator and I create stuff for kids. And one of the things I happened to create, somebody had mentioned offhand that it reminded them of the Muppets, which, you know, and I always loved the Muppets. So part of me thought, oh, I should make a puppet of this. That'd be funny. So I taught myself to sew so I could figure out Sewer's Puppet. And then all of a sudden, you know, I kind of realized I really liked it. And it was a creative outlet for me that I didn't have to draw, because my day job was drawing and it was hard to come home and try to do that. But I needed, you know, as a creative, you need that outlet, you know, something of your own to make. And so I started doing that. And then, you know, just started making puppets and, you know, just they started piling up. And then at one point I started, one of my other loves was cryptozoology from when I was a kid. And I decided to take two of the things I loved as a kid, you know, which was the Muppet Show and the show In Search Of, and I just kind of stuck them together. And eventually I ended up even making a Leonard Nimoy puppet.
I was just going to ask you that, too, if we were going to see Leonard Nimoy in a future episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem that we run into is that one of the main characters on the show, Nathaniel Leonard's, is actually my Leonard Nimoy puppet that was totally modeled after Leonard Nimoy. In fact, it was modeled so much that I paid like $85 to meet William Shatner just so I could get a photo of him with that puppet, which that was a bizarre experience. But it was, you know, one of those things. It's like, well, when am I going to have a chance to do that again?
Sounds like Comic-Con. You were at a Comic-Con or something? Or just went to his house and paid him $85?
It was I'm up here in Minneapolis, and they had a Wizard World convention that came through town. Okay. And it was the first year they ever did it, and he happened to be one of the guests there. And yeah, for the measly sum of $85, you could meet him. Yeah, and so, you know, I you know, ponied up the cash just so I could get that one photo. And, you know, and that was, man, it's not a great photo, but, it, you know, it meant a lot to me. And that was, so that character, he is modeled, Nathaniel Leonard's is modeled directly after Leonard Nimoy on In Search Of.
So you paired
right down
these
to the,
things
right
together.
Down to the red. Turn around.
Go ahead.
What was it?
Finish what you were saying.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, right down to the red turtleneck with the tweed coat, you know, right down to the as 70s as we could get it. So, sorry.
No, that's okay. So what you started making puppets. When did you decide that you start, well, like, these are like scripted as well to me as the Muppet Show? I mean, they're
oh, they.
And by the way, folks, they are not for kids.
Yeah, we can't stress that enough. Cannot stress that enough.
And did that have some? So what was the leap from, you know, you started making all these puppets and having them stacked up to creating Creepy Acres?
You know, basically what happened was, you know, I started making like little videos here and there, and eventually I made this one video. After I'd made my Bigfoot puppet, Sam, and I just did this little video of him as a joke, it was like him auditioning for a spot on a paranormal investigative show to appear on the show. And then him being harassed by, you know, the Hollywood types of, well, we don't really think you're right for the show. And him just being very upset by the fact that, well, I'm Bigfoot, you know, like, yeah, but you know, it's kind of been done, you know, could, you know, So basically then from there, then, you know, pretty soon it just, it kind of blossomed from there that, you know, we started deciding, oh, you know, I start talking to my friend, Ed, who helps me on all this stuff. And we started talking about, we should actually really make this a thing, you know, we should start putting these out there, you know, and all those early videos, we do have them. They're on our website, thecreepyacres.com. You can go right back to the beginning and see all the horrible, horrible early videos that are really clunky, but, you know, and we're all self-taught. So, you know, at the end, it just comes down to I roped a lot of my friends into this and we started, you know, just having fun with it.
So what's next for Creepy Acres?
We're still making videos right now. We got two more episodes. One's actually going to be filming this weekend. And then we have another one after that, that'll be hopefully before the end of the year. And then probably after that, we're going to try to get some more conventions to actually start meeting people and see if other people have interest in these. I know we did recently we did our first convention. We went down to Kentucky to the Cryptid Con down there and actually got to meet some people and, you know, try to get the word out there a little bit for it. We're hoping next year that there'll be another Oregon Bigfoot Festival. And I talked to JC a little bit about that hopefully maybe we'll do another commercial for him, and we're hoping to even get out there this time.
That'd be awesome. Shane and I
really
had
cool.
a good time at the JC did a great job. I'm hoping that they have another festival as well. It was way over the top attended. So it'd be awesome to have you guys come out and hang out. I can see Creepy Acres being something that gets picked up sometime by, you know, one of the networks, just because it's crazy and it's off the wall. So
we're hoping so. I mean, that's the dream, isn't it? You know, so that someday somebody, you know, well, I mean, you think with all the TV shows that are out, I mean, with all the content that's needed for Amazon and Hulu and Netflix and plus
now
all the
Facebook.
Cable stations.
Yeah. Facebook
and now
has started doing these as doing watchers. Something like that. So, So there's not a lot avenues, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was just agreeing with you that, yeah, absolutely. That hopefully, you know, someone will see this and hopefully we can get it in front of the right people and maybe they'll actually want us, you know, pay us to make it. And if it doesn't, well, you know what, we'll keep making it just cause it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I've watched a couple episodes. I'm catching up, so I'm rolling on the floor. I mean, I like the stuff that you guys are doing. It's done great, and you guys are getting good at the putting it together, and it looks really seamless now. And so it's just, if you haven't watched Creepy Acres yet, go check it out. You can check out, they have a Facebook page. And of course, they have a website, which is www.creepyacres.com. Is that correct?
Yep, that's
all right.
Correct. And we're on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us in both locations there too.
Yeah. So go give their Facebook page a like. I'll put all the links with the show, and we hope to hear more from Creepy Acres in the future. Sean, is there anything else you want to share with the Squatch Talk audience?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I just got to say that, you know, I was really lucky to get some great people to help me on this stuff. And, I got my friends, December does all of our social media stuff, and she's just fabulous at that. If you end up talking to us on Facebook, you're probably talking to her. And my friend Ed, you know, he's just been a godsend on this thing. And Gordon Smooter, who you can actually, he's one of our puppeteers, and he's one of the only professional puppeteers we were able to con into doing this with us. So and if you get a chance, you can see some of his work and actually some work of my own that I helped him with on Sika TV. It's online, and it's a Transylvania TV. He was a huge inspiration on this, and he really helped us out. And yeah, and Ben Kohler and a whole bunch of other people, you know, and it's just proof that, you know, if you can just get your friends together and just have a good time and, you know, all just jump together in on a project. I mean, you can have a really good time and have some fun doing stuff. So.
Well, I thank you for creating something that's fun and tongue in cheek with puppets for Bigfoot. It's pretty awesome.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen Cliff Berrickman's road trip, Bigfoot road trip DVD?
No, I have not.
Okay, you'll have to check that out.
I haven't seen that
Cliff
yet.
Cliff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Utilizes puppets in his Bigfoot road trip DVD too. So, but
I didn't know that. Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so check it
out. I did just meet him, and he did mention that in Kentucky, and I hadn't had a chance to see it yet. Oh, it's cool.
Yeah. So, well, Sean, I want to thank you for joining us today on this episode of Squatch Talk. Everybody will be back with another Squatch Talk soon. We're doing these kind of sporadically as we find cool folks that we can talk to that aren't necessarily researchers, but are bringing something fun to the world of Bigfoot. So thanks again, Sean, for joining us. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Thank you for joining Monster X Radio.